February 8th. Confession that I would only make to you, dear diary. Okay, and Sheila, because since when have I ever kept anything from Sheila? As we get closer to what we're now referring to as a week at Camp Taylor Tyler, I'm not feeling, well, I'm not feeling all that excited, which makes me feel guilty and like maybe I'm a terrible grandmother. It's not that I don't love my grandsons. In fact, it's possible that I love them more than I love my own children. Maybe because they're much more excited to see me than my own children are, and they let me hold them in my lap while I read them Winnie the Pooh. And please note for the record, I was really looking forward to them coming over for a long weekend. The great thing about having grandchildren is you get to spoil them the way you might have enjoyed spoiling your own kids, except that spoiling your own kids is inviting disaster. As a parent, you pay for every extra cookie your kid eats. Because those sugar crashes are zero fun, every bedtime you ignore for the sake of family fun, every overdone Christmas, an excess of toys will not make your children happy, quite the opposite in my experience. But with grandkids, you can let them stay up late and then hand them off to their parents in the morning. But it's not only that. I think kids react differently to their grandparents spoiling them. I remember when my parents or Daryl's would overdo it with Sam and Kate. It didn't turn the kids into monsters. It was a different relationship with different rules. Maybe that's it. Maybe the reason I'm not looking forward to taking care of Taylor and Tyler for a week is that it's going to make me their parent instead of their grandparent. Or at least that's what I'm afraid of. Here's another confession. I love my kids, but I don't miss the days of active parenting. Sheila says this is because Daryl and I did a good job of raising our kids, so by the time that they left home, we knew our job was finished. No regrets. Maybe. I definitely have regrets. There are certain things, so many things, sadly, that I remember that make me cringe. Times I yelled when I should have listened. Times I pushed when I should have given Sam or Kate some space. Why did we make Sam keep playing high school baseball when he said he didn't enjoy it anymore? Yes, it was a big deal that he'd made the varsity team, and there's something about not letting your teammates down or quitting, but he was miserable the whole season. Daryl wanted to let him quit, but not me. Nope. I had life lessons to impart, and I really think it did some damage to our relationship at the time. But whatever mistakes we made, that I made, the fact is the kids are good. They've got their problems and have had their ups and downs, just like anyone else. That's life. But they always get up and dust themselves off, and they write thank you notes. I'm very proud of that fact. Okay, where was I? Yes, the fact that I am not sad about occupying an empty nest, and that Sheila says that's a good thing. There were great things about family life, but there was so little sleep involved, especially during the school year when the kids and I were all in school. And besides the lack of sleep, there was so much cooking and feeding and cleaning. Nowadays, there is not just sleeping, but also resting and napping. There's reading for long stretches at a time. There is sewing that I don't have to stop if I don't want to. Daryl can make his own lunch. In fact, he's perfectly happy to make me lunch too. He's not bad at making dinner either, and we're both quite adept at ordering takeout if I'm working on a quilt that I don't want to stop working on. Other things. No waking up at 3 a.m. wondering if that sound you hear downstairs is a burglar or one of your teenagers making a frozen pizza. You'll know which one it is in 20 minutes when the smell of burnt pizza rises up through the ceiling into your bedroom. No waking up at 3 a.m. because you don't smell burnt pizza and wonder if your kids ever made it home from that party. No waking up at 3 a.m. because you're worried about whether or not this kid or that one is going to get into college or is about to get their heart broken or is lying about passing chemistry. Oh, I do not miss those 3 a.m. wake and worry sessions at all. Of course, Taylor and Tyler are toddlers, not teenagers. Is there really a difference, though? Two stages of life where kids have big, big emotions they don't have the capacity to process or communicate, so they have tantrums instead. Okay, I'm overthinking this. One thing to keep in mind, I have two competent adults who will be by my side all week. Sheila and Daryl will make Camp Taylor Tyler a breeze. Nothing but a party, 24/7, right? Yeah, of course. Exactly right. February 13th. Coffee with Sheila at Linway's this morning. She got a cut and color on Saturday. This time with a new stylist, since Omar, her regular stylist, is on his honeymoon, 2 weeks in Hawaii, and Sheila just couldn't wait anymore. I have to say, her hair has never looked better. Omar is good, but he's fallen into a rut with Sheila's hair. She knows it. I suspect he knows it. I probably could have waited until next week. Omar will be back at the salon on Tuesday, Sheila told me, after we'd ordered 2 light coffees, 1 basket of pastries, which we swore we had no plans of eating. We just wanted the basket on the table for decoration. But I don't know. It was like, when the cat's away, the mouse will play. Honestly, Marnie. She paused and looked around as though making sure no one was spying on us. I feel like I'm having an affair. More like a one-night stand, I offered. I mean, you're going back to Omar, right? Sheila sighed. I guess so. I mean, he did invite me to his wedding. But he knew you couldn't afford 3 days in Honolulu plus a round-trip ticket. I think he asked me so I'd give them a present, Sheila said, which he'll get eventually. A quilt, I presume, I said. Yes, and he told me the colors they want, avocado, rust, and mustard. I stared at her. That sounds very 1970s to me. Are the 70s coming back? Because I don't think I can go through that again. I have a feeling they are, Sheila said, as the waitress set down our coffees. The question is, which 1970s colorway will we get? The earth tones or the neon disco rainbow colorway? If I have to choose, I'm going with the rainbow, I said, taking a sip of my coffee. Linway's coffee is the best in Milton Falls, but no one under the age of 40 knows it because they're all down at the Busy Bean in Good Earth Ground. Earth tones are depressing. Well, there's a lot more flexibility with earth tones, Sheila pointed out. Neon is never subtle. There are no hues. So I'm team earth tone. I love those colors Kelly comes up with when she dyes her own fabrics, those pinks and peaches and tans. They're beautiful, I agreed. I'm not sure I want to go down the home dyeing rabbit hole, though. For one thing, I'm too messy. You'd have to stand out in the middle of a field, naked, Sheila told me. Otherwise, I can only imagine the damage you'd do to your house and your wardrobe. And if I got into dyeing my own fabrics, you know Daryl would get interested, I said. And he'd do it 100 times better than I ever could. I paused. That reminds me, he finished a quilt. I pulled my phone out of my purse and tapped on the Photos app. It's very Gwen Marston, Liberated Law Cabins. Passing the phone across the table, I said, the fact is, it's gorgeous. I mean, I felt a little depressed when he showed it to me. Like, this is your first quilt? My first quilt was a train wreck. But you made your first quilt in the 1980s, Sheila pointed out as she took the phone. We didn't have a lot of choices when it came to fabrics or colors back then. I think about that time and all I see is powdery blues and light pinks. Speaking of which, has Daryl started painting the bathroom yet? I can't wait to see what it looks like when he's done. He's finishing up the priming today. You know what I'm worried about? The waitress set down our pastry basket. That you're going to eat at least 2 bear claws and 1 Danish before our time here is over? Sheila asked, seriously eyeballing a profiterole. I sat on my hands. No, although that is a real concern. No, I'm worried that the bathroom is going to be 20 times more sophisticated than we are. I mean, the new colors are Chelsea gray and nuance, for Pete's sake. I may have to start buying better wine. Sheila laughed. Do you drink much wine in the bathroom, hun? Because that may be a sign you have a problem.
Oh, you know what I mean, I said as my left hand freed itself and crept slowly toward the pastry basket as though it had a mind of its own.
You start with Chelsea gray in the bathroom and suddenly you're painting the kitchen aperitivo hour. Are you making that up? Sheila asked as her hand, also of its own accord, I'm sure, reached into the basket and plucked out a blueberry Danish. I grabbed a bear claw so she wouldn't feel bad about having so little self-control. How could I be making it up? I replied. I don't even know what it means.
What color is it?
My eyes went wide. Dark peach.
Earth tones, Sheila said,
nodding her head slowly.
I knew it.
Then she looked at my phone in her hand as though she'd forgotten all about it.
Oh, this quilt! It's marvelous! Wow!
She gave me a sympathetic look.
Are you going to be okay? Because once this hits Instagram, people will be talking. It's like there's a new quilter in town.
But he's a modern quilter, I pointed out. No one we know will be paying attention. Sheila took a bite of her Danish.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure about that. There are more than a few crossover quilters in this town, playing all sides of the field, if you know what I mean.
That sounds kind of, well, racy, I said. Sheila shrugged.
Some people think it is. It's like me getting my hair done by Christophe when Omar is out of town. Once upon a time, you were supposed to choose a hairdresser or a guild and stick with it. But nowadays, these newer quilters get around. Not all of them, but there are some players out there. Anyway, this quilt could cause quite a stir.
So what? I said, trying to sound nonchalant. I took a serious bite of the bear claw, which was a little stale. But I didn't care. People get excited about my quilts all the time. Sheila looked at me and then smiled a gentle smile.
Yes, they do, honey. Very excited. So, not to change the topic.
Clearly, she wanted nothing more than to change the topic.
Have you finished the February block of the month block? It's a doozy.
Not yet, I admitted. But I've got 2 weeks, right?
Right, Sheila exclaimed. And you know what I was thinking about Camp Taylor Tyler? I was thinking that we could use the week to finish up our WIPs. And the ones we don't finish, we donate to the scrap exchange so someone else will finish them.
Oh, I like that idea. I was afraid I wouldn't get any sewing done all week. Sheila shook her head like she couldn't believe what she was hearing.
Why, this will be like a quilting retreat. All quilting all the time.
Well, maybe not all the time. We'll want to spend part of the time with the kids. But otherwise, we'll be quilting.
We clinked our coffee cups. There was nothing we liked better than a good old-fashioned quilt retreat. By the time I got home, I was totally psyched for my week with the boys. "We can't decide how many machines to bring," I told Daryl, who was reading in the living room when I got home. "I mean, obviously, we'll both bring our primary Berninas, but should we bring our backup Berninas, just in case?" "Not that anything ever goes wrong with our primary Berninas." Daryl looked up from his book. "Say, Marnie, have you mentioned to Jessica that Sheila's going to come babysit with us?" The giddiness drained out of me like water through a hole in a bucket. "Do we have to?" Daryl nodded. "I think we do." "Can it wait until Friday?" "The day before they leave?" Daryl thought about this. "When Jessica is running around in a tizzy and probably will say yes to anything just to get you off the phone?" It was my turn to nod. "Worth a shot," Daryl said with a shrug. "I'll go ahead and collect some sticks for marshmallow roasting on the off chance she says yes." I've got my fingers crossed. February 17th. Score one for the crafty old lady. I just got off the phone with Sam. Jessica was doing some last-minute shopping, and he'd been left in charge of the twins. "They're so easy, Mom. You just set them up on the computer until bedtime, and you can get all sorts of stuff done." "Dad and I are really looking forward to next week," I told him. "The boys are at such a great age." "You guys are totally awesome for doing this," Sam said. "We can't thank you enough. Jess and I were talking last night about how lucky the boys are to have you guys for grandparents. It kind of makes up for Jessica's parents being such no-shows." "Oh, we're happy to help," I told him. "I'll tell you who else is excited about this week. Sheila. She can't wait to come over and play with the boys. That's okay, isn't it?" "Of course it's okay," Sam replied. "Sheila's like my second mom." "I guess that makes her like a second grandmother for the boys," I said, coming up with that idea on the spot because, well, I'm brilliant. "You know she adores them." "That's a nice thought, Sheila being a second grandmother," Sam mused. "It would be nice for the boys to have too." "Yeah, definitely have Sheila come over. The more people that love Tay and Ty, the better." Permission slip signed, dated, and stamped with a big, fat, approved. Let's get this party started. February 26th. I have survived a week at Camp Taylor Tyler. Whether or not I'll recover remains to be seen. Sheila will most likely recover from the cold she picked up from Tyler almost immediately upon entering the house. Not COVID, thank goodness. She tested practically every 20 minutes. Being three, he got over it in 48 hours, but for those 2 days, he and Sheila had all kinds of fun watching endless hours of Kitty Cat and the Three Fat Rats. After Tyler recovered, Taylor got sick, and there were 2 more days of the Cartoon Network for my oldest and dearest friend. Yes, that's right. Sheila stayed at Sam and Jessica's the whole week, even though she was sick. Or because she was sick. "You've always been so nice about bringing soup over when I come down with something," she told me. "But that's not the same as someone popping their head in my room and asking me if I'd like some ginger ale. I haven't had that since. Well, I can't think of the last time I had someone in the same house taking care of me." "You're lucky you hardly ever get sick," I said. "It took the germs of 2 3-year-old boys to bring you down." For some reason, neither Daryl or I caught the boys' cold. Or if we did, it hasn't shown up yet. My hands are red and raw from being washed every 5 minutes, but other than that, I'm in pretty good shape, physically. Mentally, I've been better. The boys were great for 3-year-olds. There are a lot of things I don't remember about the stages of early childhood development, but what I'll never forget is how terrible the threes are. The twos are nothing. They're not even that terrible. In fact, both Sam and Katie were adorable 2-year-olds. With Sam, I attribute it to my amazing parenting. By the time Katie came around, I knew the ugly truth. Compared to 3-year-olds, 2s are a walk in the park. 3s are the worst. But Taylor and Tyler are both still great nappers, so give them points for that. The colds helped, and they are, of course, adorable. But loud. So very, very loud. And so energetic, even when they have colds. Don't get me started on the gluten-free diet, which possibly Daryl and I took a few liberties with. Over the course of the week, we developed a, does it have gluten? Who knows for sure? Shrug, and fed the boys foods I'm pretty sure were not pre-approved by the gluten haters of America. Future reader, please note, neither of my grandsons have been diagnosed with any allergies to gluten or with any gluten-related issues whatsoever. Gluten itself is not the problem. The problem is that their mother spends too much time on Facebook groups where she and other young mothers love nothing better than to stress each other out to the point of insanity. So, the boys had colds, but they also had snacks they loved. And they had a great time with Daryl, who is a total on-the-floor-with-the-kids kind of grandfather. I read to them for at least an hour and a half every day, 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there, and for 30 minutes at bedtime. When the boys were feeling better, we went to the Ashland Zoo, and we went to the park, and we went to the mall. Actually, I'm physically exhausted too, come to think of it. By the end of the week, the house was a wreck. I thought we'd have to hire a babysitter so Daryl and I could spend Saturday cleaning up before Sam and Jessica got home. But at 9 o'clock that morning, we heard a knock on the door and found Sheila's housekeeper, Sylvia, standing on the porch with a bucket and a mop in her hand. Sheila, who'd returned home on Friday, had hired her to put the house back in order, a thank you gift for taking care of her during the week. "Boys, we're going out for waffles," Daryl yelled up the stairs after he showed Sylvia where Jessica keeps her cleaning supplies. "Are waffles gluten-free?" I asked him as I grabbed my purse. Daryl gave me the shrug. "Who knows for sure?" Not us. In any event, the waffles were delicious. Thank you so much for listening to Diary of a Mad Quilter and for being a Story Guild subscriber. Keep tuning in for more quilt fiction and more quilty fun.